Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Yes, I'm
going to testify. I'm going to testify.
If I want thing, me hate a fern killer. Me no believe in a fern killer. Family, family. I miss say family. Me love me family, them do me heart. Know the dearest one of them. Real killer, dead to the end, dead from me start. Real, real better than them. Cause them no know when we are by three sardines and the 1 pound of rice from shop. And them no know when we a get chased by cops and the mac and the handgun drop. And all the woman make it now. No trouble feel. And me know all of the pussy them. And me know who fucking real. Now nah, make them trick me and kill me. No way, you must be blood glamour. Life are the greatest thing that.
Them want deep when you see it clear, say them a mongoose. Them know say that you tell a friend, they no play like rhythm and blues.
Man loyal, too loyal. Someone with me think of like for trial. Informer want judge of me pan trial. Them days that me don't trust no boy nor gal. Me no know if heaven is real, but me know fear fuck, I know every man is. Some boy act nothing a clean, them no want see a next youth living in.
Still evil and demon, them can't stop me in Andre Island. Anytime me a drive under my van, big fat matic in a me right hand. Nah, make them trick me and kill me. No way, you must be blood glamour. Life a the greatest thing that. Me no left go, nah me no left my God. Can't trick me and kill me.
Them real, but me know them not real. Me realize turn off a gwan, yeah. Turn off a gwan, boy. Turn off a gwan. Them say them real, and me life them a steal. Turn off a gwan.
Nah, make them trick me and kill me. No way, you must be blood glamour. Life a the greatest thing that. Me no left go, nah me no left my God.
Psalm 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
Preparation is the road to destruction. Your judge is them, they're slipping away. Segregation is the road to destruction. Your judge is them, you're slipping away. And I've got family in the concrete jungle, try to understand. So throw away the bomb, boom, boom, and the bomb, bomb. Jaja children, you're slipping away. So throw away the bomb, boom, boom, and the bomb, bomb, yeah. Jaja children, you're slipping away. And I've got family down the town, and me now run up me mouth. I've got family all about, try to understand. Bye.
Discipleship Radio.
Yeah. Log on to
www.blogtalkradio.com/discipleshipradio.
Listening to Yeh Yehuda Moah on the Besar Radio.
Hope you like diamond too. We be diamond.
the name of the Lord. Sweet Allah, without the blessings from above, I ain't all be no rap star. Exodus when I bust, see the struggle I must, realize and adjust to what's next on the cusp. All soldiers of war, steadily ignored, still we ain't sure what the battle is for. Years ago when we toured, ready to explore, entered through back doors, treated like sink manure. Spoke up for rights, we were cracked in the jaw. Elvis made the bundle while we remained poor.
Yes,
we remained poor.
But we be jamming. Yes,
I and I will see you through.
We be jamming.
Come a long way, but we're still not there yet. I and I will see you through.
We jamming.
The house of my surprise, the truth again is high, to keep you satisfied. True love right now is this, the Lord I can't resist. So
we're jamming.
We're jamming.
We're jamming right straight from yours.
From yours.
Holy Mount Zion. We're jamming right straight from yours. Holy Mount Zion. We're jamming right straight from yours. Holy Mount Zion. We're jamming right straight from yours. Holy Mount Zion.
In the studio and just make up, you know, something to sell, you know. Mm-hmm. But everyone's confused with that right now, so we have to try and find an alternative to that.
Discipleship Radio.
Obi fan, know what I mean, with the Mollies. Obi fan, know what I mean, with the Mollies. Obi fan, know what I mean, with the Mollies. Kid.
Start up it.
Yeah. I represent this for a caught up in the struggle. The single moms who got the years and plus the job to juggle. For those that listen, grab your pen and get your note on. Every day politicians set their hopes to get their vote on. The world is spinning, praise the Lord is still sinning. The best for me and mine, that's what we learned in the beginning. You keep going though when somebody needs you, but never bite the hand that feeds you.
On their conscience, oh yeah.
Thank you.
Hear. Yes, sir. Michael Prophet, wand them. Hear. Today's daily psalm here for the T2T Testify Tuesday. Tuesday podcast right here on the Ian and the Irid. We have Psalm 18. Let's just ride up with Psalm 18. Psalm 18 is David's victory psalm. Get into a reasonment. Also to bring forth the royal Amharic and some highlights of the Hebrew Midrash to study, to see even the prophecy of the divine majesty in Psalm. So first up, hear, give ear, full of full, Psalm 18, including the Hebrew superscription. That is a small type that's usually left out, but hear, ride up.
Psalm 18.
Yes, sir.
Mizmor Yud-Chet. למנצח לעבד אדוני לדוד, אשר דיבר לאדוני את דברי השירה הזאת, ביום הציל אדוני אותו מכף כל אויביו ומיד שאול. ויאמר.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him, were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trusted him. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. And thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people unto me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Come on. Yeah, this the one right here. What? What? Yeah, deliver me from temptation the weak man faces. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Die on my feet before I live on my knees, Lord. Deliver me from point A to B like live and breathe. Nothing is free. You gotta be a hero to save. They got you working like a slave. From the crypt to the grave, a minimum wage. You barely keep a job or a home, a car or a phone. Forget about getting a loan. You're starting to moan. Your bank account is getting withdrawn. It's pitiful how we become slaves to things that we own. They enslaving the brains, whipped to the chains. End up in the coffin, chasing the fortune, chasing the fame. Slave to the rhythm, slave to the night, slave to the day. They hop aboard the underground railroad and run away. Pray for the day, niggas don't get taken. Taking the wave, I'm making the way to stop the baby stomach aching today. I sip a whiskey, straight no chase. It's hard to take a man away from the sin when it's inside of him. Please,
deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes, deliver me from the evil that's all around me. Jamaica, the Kings County, God.
Deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, 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 deliver me from temptation that weaker man facing. The spirit in me, I feel the strength.
Rescue my soul and let my days arise. Keep and preserve me all days of my life. With your strength awake to another day of sunrise. They say nothing's wrong with you, it's all in your mind. I preach myself to see and get hurt to my kind. Look around and see, don't be acting blind. This is the making us, just not kind. That was the worst thing a man could ever find. Hang his life for something and if you do, locked up in some place. Listen up, you're now growing up, I'll tell you something. They will lock you in the deepest of dungeons. Take away the materials, leave me by myself. Life is all I got, comfortable with my health. Aid by your lot, love by your few, got some flesh. To get it like you did, that's our best. Deliver me, oh my father.
What? What? Deliver me from the evil that's all around me, Jamaica. Kings County God.
Deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes, yes. Deliver me from temptation that weaker man facing. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Plug in the mic like I'm gunning the bike. Run if you like, I'm moving fast. My life is running the lights. I give my son some advice. Eyes on the prize, keep more than one in your sight. Won't win a gunfight if you run me with a knife. I'm drawing blood from the rock, I keep blood in the block. Rhymes sharper than the razor that be cut in the box. For sure I gotta move niggas with rocks in they socks. The prostitute selling us right in front of the cops. Under the street lamp, walking through the rain until her feet damp. Single moms in line at the office because they need stamps. Your cousin out of jail, he spent his time finding God with a felony kind of charge. It's kind of hard to find a job. He gotta make a decision, the situation he's placed in. If he gotta get that gainful employment for his probation, otherwise he's just another part of the scenery. Just because you got out of jail, that don't mean you're free.
Deliver me, oh my father.
What? What? Deliver me from the evil that's all around me. Jamaica, the Kings County, God.
Father, this film just ain't right. And everywhere you go, they wanna give you a fight. Gotta survive, and that's for sure.
yes, I. Let's ride out, ride out with Dawid, David. Victory, victory song. Psalm 18. Gonna ride up first the Royal Amharic. We're gonna go through a fuller full. It's a rather full psalm. And go through verse by verse, but first this.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse with Amharic.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
I wish you last eye the Father of creation. All about it. I wish you last eye of Allah.
Mazmur Atrasabat, Bakanis Atrasamil. ለመዘምራን አለቃ ከሳኦል እጅና ከጠላቶቹ ሁሉ እጅ እግዚአብሔር ባዳነው ቀን በዚህ መዝሙር ቃል ለእግዚአብሔር የተናገረው የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያ የዳዊት መዝሙር እንዲህም አለ። አቤቱ ጉልበቴ ሆይ ወድሃለሁ። እግዚአብሔር አለቴ አምባዬ መድኃኒቴ አምላኬ በርሱም የምተማመንበት ረዳቴ መታመኛዬና የደህንነቴ ቀንድ መጠጊያዬም ነው። ምስጋና የሚገባውን እግዚአብሔርን እጠራለሁ ከጠላቶቼም እድናለሁ። የሞት ጣር ያዘኝ ያመጽ ፈሳሽም አስፈራኝ የሲኦል ጣር ከበበኝ የሞት ወጥመድም ደረሰብኝ። በጨነቀኝ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን ጠራሁት ወደ አምላኬም ጮኹ ከመቅደሱም ቃሌን ሰማኝ ጩኸቴም በፊቱ ወደ ጆሮው ገባ። ምድርም ተንቀጠቀጠች ተናወጠች የተራሮችም መሰረቶች ተነቃነቁ እግዚአብሔርም ተቆጥቷልና ተንቀጠቀጡ። ከቁጣው ጢስ ወጣ ከፊቱም የሚበላ እሳት ነደደ ፍምም ከእርሱ በራ። ሰማዮችን ዝቅ ዝቅ አደረገ ወረደ ጨለማ ከግሩ በታች ነበር በኪሩቤልም ላይ ተቀምጦ በረረ በነፋስም ክንፍ በረረ። መሰወሪያውን በጨለማ አደረገ በዙሪያውም ድንኳኑ በደመናት ውስጥ የጨለማ ውሃ ነበር። በፊቱ ካለው ብርሃን የተነሳ ደመናትና በረዶ የእሳት ፍምም አለፉ። እግዚአብሔርም ከሰማያት አንጎዳጎደ ልዑል ቃሉን ሰጠ። ፍላጣውን ላከ በተናቸው መብረቆችን አበዛ አወካቸው። አቤቱ ከዘለፋ ከመዓትህም መንፈስ እስትንፋስ የተነሳ የውሆች ምንጮች ታዩ የዓለም መሰረቶችም ተገለጡ። ከላይ ሰደደ ወሰደኝ ከብዙ ውሆችም አወጣኝ ከብርቶች ጠላቶቼ ከሚጠሉኝም አዳነኝ በርትተውብኝም ነበርና። በመከራዬ ቀን ደረሱብኝ እግዚአብሔር ግን ደገፋዬ ሆነ ወደ ሰፊ ስፍራም አወጣኝ ወዶኛልና አዳነኝ። እግዚአብሔር እንደ ጽድቄ ከፍለኛል እንደ እጄ ንጽህና ይመልስልኛል። የእግዚአብሔርን መንገድ ጠብቄአለሁና በአምላኬም አላመጽኩ ፍርዱ ሁሉ በፊቴ ነበርና ሥርዓቱንም ከፊቴ አላራቅሁ። በርሱ ዘንድ ቅን ነበር ከኃጢአቴም ተጠበቅሁ። እግዚአብሔርም እንደ ጽድቄ እንደ እጄም ንጽህና በዓይኖቹ ፊት መለሰልኝ። ከቸር ሰው ጋር ቸር ሆነህ ትገኛለህ ከቅን ሰው ጋር ቅን ሆነህ ትገኛለህ ከንጹህ ጋር ንጹህ ሆነህ ትገኛለህ ከጠማማም ጋር ጠማማ ሆነህ ትገኛለህ። አንተ የተጠቃውን ህዝብ ታድናለህና የትዕቢተኞችን አይን ግን ታዋርዳለህ። አንተ መብራቴን ታበራለህና እግዚአብሔር አምላክ የጨለማዬን ያበራል። ባንተ ከጥፋት እድናለሁና በአምላኬም ቅጥሩን ዘላለሁ። የአምላኬ መንገድ ፍጹም ነው፣ የእግዚአብሔር ቃል የነጠረ ነው። በርሱ ለሚታመኑት ሁሉ ጋሻ። ከእግዚአብሔር በቀር አምላክ ማን ነው? ከአምላካችን በቀር አምላክ ማን ነው? ኃይልን የሚያስታጥቀኝ መንገዴንም የሚያቃና እግሮቼን እንደ በሆር እግሮች የሚያበረታ በኮረብቶችም የሚያቆመኝ እግዚአብሔር ነው። እጆቼን ሰልፍ ያስተምራል፣ በክንዴም የናስ ቀስት ትገትራል። ለደህንነት የመታመኛን ሰጠኸኝ፣ ቀኝህም ትረዳኛለች። ትምህርትህም ለዘላለም ታጠናኛለች፣ ተግሣጽህም ታስተምረኛለች። አረማመዴን በበታቼ አሰፋህ፣ እግሮቼም አልተንሸራተቱም። ጠላቶቼን አሳድዳቸዋለሁ እይዛቸዋለሁም፣ እስካጠፋቸውም ድረስ አልመለስም። አስጨንቃቸዋለሁ መቆምም አይችሉም፣ ከእግሮቼም በታች ይወድቃሉ። ለሰልፍም ኃይልን ታስታጥቀኛለህ፣ በበላዬ የቆሙትን ሁሉ በበታቼ ታስገዛቸዋለህ። የጠላቶቼን ጀርባ ሰጠኸኝ፣ የሚጠሉኝንም አጠፋሃቸው። ጮኹ የሚረዳቸውም አልነበረ፣ ወደ እግዚአብሔርም ጮኹ አልሰማቸው። እንደ ትቢያ በነፋስ ፊት እፈጫቸዋለሁ፣ እንደ አደባባይም ጭቃ ረግጣቸዋለሁ። ከሕዝብ ክርክር ታድነኛለህ፣ የሕዝብም ራስ አድርገህ ትሾመኛለህ። የማላቀው ሕዝብም ይገዛልኛል፣ በጆሮ ሰምተው ተገዙልኝ። የባዕድ ልጆች ደለሉ፣ የባዕድ ልጆች አረጁ፣ በመንገዳቸውም ተሰናከሉ። እግዚአብሔር ሕያው ነው፣ አምላኬም ብሩክ ነው። የመድኃኒቴም አምላክ ከፍ ከፍ ይበል። በቀሌን የሚመልስልኝ አምላክ አሕዛብን በበታቼ ያስገዛልኛል። ከጠላቶቼም የሚታደገኝ እርሱ ነው። በእኔም ላይ ከቆሙ ከፍ ከፍ ታደርገኛለህ፣ ከግፈኛ ሰው ታድነኛለህ። አቤቱ ስለዚህ በአሕዛብ ዘንድ አመሰግንሃለሁ፣ ለስምህም እዘምራለሁ። የንጉሡን መድኃኒት ታላቅ ያደርጋል፣ ቸርነቱንም ለቀባው ለዳዊትና ለዘሩ ለዘላለም ይሰጣል።
Can you tell us, what can you tell youngsters in the business, dancehallers, about what to do to be as consistent and to connect with the audience as much as you do at live shows.
Okay, thank you very much. They got to be consistent as you are, people who like to shine the camera with a bright light in my face anywhere I go on the stage, anywhere in the country. You got to learn to read a lot and read conscious books, see conscious books, see conscious books, see conscious books.
Seek y'all, seek ye out of the book. Dirshu, may all sefer of Yahuwah. Dirshu, may all sefer Yahuwah. Ukrau, ukrau, and read, y'all. Ukrau, ukrau, and read. Dirshu, may all sefer Yahuwah. Ukrau. Seek y'all out of the book of Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, and read, Dershu, may Allah, Seferi, Yahuwah, Ukrau,
Ukrau,
Ukrau, and read,
and read,
and read, and read.
Always be reading and always be recording. You got to have contents to give to the people. So if you ain't working, you ain't got nothing to produce to the people. To the people. To the people. To the people.
Study to shew thyself approved. Igerata polosa hashenita illat imotios. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Study to shew thyself approved. Study to shew thyself approved to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Heye yashakuda le hita yaseva ne emana lifne Elohim. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Uka for Elasher loye bosh, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hama haleka al nakona divar ha emet. Study to shew thyself approved to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Heyeya Shakuda le ehita yatseva ne emana lifne Elohim. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Uka for el asher loyebosh. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Hama haleka Allah nakona devar ha emet. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
You're the best billboard for yourself, and them say word of mouth are the best promotion, but you know if you chat too much at times to keep away from the media, because the media tends to distort the truth. And the truth about this matter is that we black people need to stand up and say what's right, 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 and say what's
right.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You
see? The English language,
see
the English language.
Join your mentality, join your mentality. Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible. Bring
Mezmure Dawit Asara Sevat Asara Cement. Psalm 18, an ancient manuscript, Psalm 17. Mezmure Dawit. Mezmure Dawit Asara Sevat Asara Cement. Le mezamrana leka ka sola ijna kat elato chuhuluij. Egziavir badano ken በዚያ መዝሙር ቃል ለእግዚአብሔር የተናገረው የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያ የዳዊት መዝሙር እንዲህም አለ To the chief musician of David, the servant of Egziavihar, of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed father, who spake to Egziavihar the words of this song in the day that Egziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed father, delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, Lemezamrana leka ka Saul ijna ka talatochu hulu ij egziavihir badanoken bezie mezmorkal le egziavihir yetenagro ye egziavihir baria ye dawit mezmor indihim ale kuteran verse 1 avetu gulvete hoy ewadidahalo I will love thee I ewadidahalo O avetu my father's father O father of the house my strength gulvete hoy O my strength gulvete hoy Avetu gulvete hoy ewadidahalo Kuter hulet, verse 2. Egziavihir alete, ambaye medchanite, amlake, versu ye mita temamen bet, versuma ye matemamen beta redate, metemenya yena, ye dechinete, kena met egiayem, no. Egziavihir is my rock and my fortress. And my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Egziavihir alete, alete, my rock, Egziavihir, the sustainer, the father, the good, the generous, the open-handed father, the sustainer. Egziavihir alete. Egziavihir is my rock. Ambayi, my fortress. Ambayi, medchanite. My deliverer, my salvation. Medchanite. Medchanite. Amlaki, my source. My God, my source. Amlaki. Be'ersum yema temamen beta redate. My strength, my help in whom I will trust in him. Be'ersum yema temamen beta redate. Me tamanyaye na. My faithful one, my buckler, and ye dechinete, end, and the horn of my salvation, of my well-being, my wellness, my dechina, ye dechinete, and met egiyayim, no, and my refuge, a high tower, met egiyayim, no, kut ersos, miskana ye migabawin egziavi harinit aralo, kut elatochema idinalo, I will call upon Egziavihir, who is worthy to be praised, Miskana, praise Yemigabawin, worthiness, Miskana Yemigabawin, Egziavihirin, Itaralo. so shall I be saved from mine enemies, cut elatoche, and from my elatoche, my haters, cut elatoche, and from my haters, idnalo, I shall be safe, I shall be dechna, cut elatoche, idnalo, kut elarat, verse 4. Ye motet aryazing, ye ametza fesashima sferang. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Ye mot ar yazeng, the sorrows of death compass, seize me, seize I, grabbed I. Ye mot ar yazeng, ye amet afesashim asferang, and the floods, the fesash of ungodly, of rebellion, ye amet afesashim asferang, cause me to be afraid, as cause fear, asferang, cause me to fear. Kut er Amis, verse 5. Yes, y'all tar kebabeng. Ye mota wet medima deresabin. The sorrows of hell, of Sheol, the underworld, the anti-repatriation state, compass me about. Yes, y'all tar kebabeng. The sneers of death prevented me. Ye mota wet medim. The sneers, the traps of death, deresabin, reached against me. Ye mota wet medim deresabin. Kut er sidist, verse 6. Bech enek engize, exiavi rinat erahut. Wodam lakima chohu, kamekdesum kalena semain, chuhetim befitu wodejorogeba. In my distress I called upon Egziavihir, and cried and shouted out to Amlaki, my source. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, and my shout came before him even into his ears. Bech and Ekengize, in my time of stress and distress, Bech and Ekengize, Egziavi Harin, Taout, Tarahut, I call to Egziavi, to sustain the good, the generous, open-handed, Father. Wode Amlakim Chohu, and cried and shouted out to my source, Come Mekdesum, and from his Mekdes holy place, Come Mekdesum, Kalein, my voice and mine. He heard my voice. He heard I, Chuhetim, and my Chuhet, my shout, Befitu, in his presence, Wode Joro, to his ear, Geba, enter. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Midrim aten ketek et echa tenawet etchim, Yetararochim mesareto cha tenekaneku. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Midrim ten ketek etecha tenawet etchim. The earth she shook. Ten ketek etech tenawet etchim, and she trembled. Yetaharochim, mesaretoch, and the foundations of the mountains. Yeta arochim mesaretocha tenekaneku moved egziavihrema tekwetito alena teneketeketu Exiavier, the sustainer, was wroth, was angry. Ten ketekatu. And they were shaken. Kuter cement, verse 8. Kokutaut isweta. Kafitu mnyemi bella isata nedete. Simim kar subara. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils. There went up a smoke out of Kakutau from the anger. Smoke went up. Kafitu mnyemi bella isat nedede. And fire from his presence, fire which eating fire, yemi belai sat nedede, were kindled. Fimim, devouring fire. Fimim, coals, kaersu bera, were lit. Coals were lit from it, from him. Fimim karsu berra. Kutarzet en, verse 9. Samayochin zik adarrege warredim. Chelama kagru betacha nebere. He bowed the heavens also and came down. And darkness under his feet. Samayochin. The heaven zik adarrege. He caused them to get lower and lower, the heavens. Samayochin zik adarrege. Warred them. And he descended. And he came down and he descended. Warred them. Chelama. Darkness, disillumination. Ka igru. Under his feet, betach. Ka igru from his feet, betach under nebre. And darkness was under his feet. Chelama kagru betach nebere. Kutasr. Verse 10. Bekiru belim layatek emto berere. Benefasim akinfa berere. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Be kirubelim lai, upon the kirubelim lai. Be kirubelim lai tekemto, he sat berere, he flew. Be nefasim akinfa berere, upon the wind wings he flew. Kutasara an. Verse 11. Mesawiyawina chelama darrege bezuriyawima dinkwanu bedemanata wista ye chelama wicha nebre. He made darkness his secret place. Mesawiyawina chelama adarrege. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters, thick clouds of the skies. Bezuriyawim around him and around him dinkwanu, his tent. Bezuriyawim dinkwanu, bedemanata wista in the clouds. Yechelama wicha, the dark waters nebre. The dark waters were in the clouds. Bedemanata wista yechelama wicha nebre. Kutasara Hullet, verse 12. Befitu kalo brhan yetanesa, demenatina beredoa yeisata femimalefu. At the brightness, that was, before him, his thick clouds pass, hailstones and coals of fire. Befitu kaloa brhanyetenesa, and due to the light that was before him, demenatina beredoa yeisata femimalefu. At the brightness, the light before him, his thick clouds pass. His thick clouds pass. Hail, coals of fire. Kutasra sos. Verse 13. Egziavi harim kasamayatan gwadeg gwadeg l'olim akalun sete. Exiavi here to sustain the good, the generous, open-handed, Father, also thundered in the heavens. Exiavi rim, kasamayatan gwede gwede. And the highest, the most high, gave his voice. And the most high gave his voice. Le'olim k'alun sete. Interesting, right here. There's a repeat of hail and coals of fire that's not found here in the Gusin Neges Targum, in the authorized, revised Amharic Bible of the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, Kedemari Halasalase. Just a note right there. Verse, Egziavi Rim, Kasamayatan Gwede Gwede, L'olima K'alun Sete. The sustainer. Good, generous Ab from the heavens thundered, the Most High, K'alun Sete, L'ulema K'alun Sete, gave his voice. Kuter Asara Arad, Felatzawin Lake Betanachuim, Mebrekochin Abbeza Awakachuim, yea. He sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Filatzawin lake, he sent out his projectiles, his arrows. Filatzawin, his arrow he sent. Filatzawin lake, betenachuim, and scattered them. Mevrekochina beza, awakachuim, he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Mevrek ochin lightnings abeza, he increased lightnings awakachuim and discomfited them. Kutarasara amist. Verse 15. Avetu kazelefah kam atehim menfes istinfas yetenesa. Ye wuchocha minchocha tayu, ye alem seretochema tegeletu. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, Avetu, I father's father, O Ab of the Bates, father of the house, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils, Avetu. Kazelefa kam atehim amenfes istinfas yetenesa ye wuchocha minchocha tayu ye alem meseretochim tegeletu. Kutarasara sidist. Verse 16. Kalai sedede wesedenyim kabizu wuchochim awetain. He sent from above Kalai sedede, and took me, and took I, wasedenyim. He drew I out of many waters. Kabizu wuchochim awetain. Kutarasara Sabat, verse 17. Kabartuocha Telatoche Kamiat Alunyam Daneng. Baratita Ubin Barina. He delivered me, delivered I, from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. Kabartuoch Elatoche, from my strong haters, my strong enemy, Kamiat Elunim, and from them that hate I, Adaneng, he saved, he made I Dechna. Baritobing, from them strong against I, Nabarina, for they were strong, Baritobing, Nabarina, they were vigorous, for my vigorous enemy, they were vigorous against I. Kutarasara, cement, verse 18. Bemekrayik en Nadaresubing, Egziavirgina de Gefayi Hone. They prevented I in the day of my calamity, but Egziaviher, the sustained, the good, the generous, open-handed Ab, Father, was my stay. Bemekrayik en, in my troublous tribulation, in my tribulation day, Daresubin, they reached against me. Egziavi hergin, but the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Degefayi, my support, Honne, became my support. Egziavi hergin, Degefayi, Honne. Kutarasara zeteng, verse 19. Wode sefi siframa wetain, wode donyalena adaneng. He brought I forth also into a large place. What a sefi siframa wetain. He delivered I because he delighted in I. What a donyalena adaneng. He delivered I because he loved I. What a donyalena adaneng. What donyalena daneng. Kutarahaya, verse 20. Egziavihar, inda tzidkeya yikafalinyal, inda jaya nitzhina ye melissalinyal. Egziavihar, sustaining the good, the generous Ab, rewarded I according to my righteousness. Egziavihar, inda tzidkeya yikafalinyal, yikafalinya. Egziavihar, inda tzidkeya yikafalinya. According to the cleanness of my hands, has he recompensed I. Inda idje, and as my hand, nitzhina, cleanness, innocency, ye malisalinyal. He gave to I according to the innocency of my hand. Kut erhaya and ye gziavi herinna men gedat evkealuhuna. Bamlaki malametsuhun. For I have kept the ways of Egziavi her. Ye gziavi herinna men gedat evkealuhuna. For I have kept the way of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Ab, Father. Be'amlakim ala metzahum. And have not rebelled against my source. I have not wickedly departed from my God. Be'amlakim ala metzahum. Kuter haya hulet. Ferdu hulu vefite neberina, siratu nema kafite ala rakohum. For all his judgments, were before me, before I, and I did not put away his statutes from me, from I. Ferduhulu, all his judgment, befite, in my face, and neberenna were. Seratunim, and his statute, kafite, from before me, from my face, ala rakohum, I did not put his statute far from my face, from my presence, from my perception. Kuter haya sos, verse 23. Ba'ar suzena kina nabaruhu, kachat yate matet abakuhu. I was also upright before him, ba'al suzen kin nabaru, and I kept myself from mine iniquity, kachatiyati, and from my chatiyat, my sin, my akri, kachatiyati matatabku. I kept, I guarded myself. Kut el haya arat, verse 24. Exiabihrim endas it kayende jema nitsina be aino chufita malesalim. Therefore, hath Exiabihr, stating the good, generous Ab Father, recompense me, recompense I, according to my righteousness, according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness, the innocency of my hands in his eyesight, the Gziavi Harim, and the sustained, the good, generous Ab Father, in the Tzidke, as my righteousness, in the Jem, as my hand, Nitzhina, innocency, cleanness, be I know true feet, in his einoch, in his eyes, in his presence, the presence of his eyes, maleselin, he has given, he has returned to I, he has recompensed I. Kut el haya amis, verse 25. Kacher sogar cher hone tigenyale, kakin sogar kin hone tigenyale. With the merciful, thou, the I, wilt shew thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou, the I, will show thyself, the I self, upright. Kacher sogar cher hone tigenyale, you will be found to be merciful. Kacher sogar, with the cher so, with the merciful man. Kakin sogar, with the upright man. Ken hone tigenyale, you'll be found to be upright with the upright man. Kut el haya sidis, verse 26. Kanitsu gar nitsu hone tigenyale, kat amamam gar amamam hone tigenyale, with the pure, the innocent, thou wilt shew thyself pure, innocent. Ka nitzuh gar, nitzuh honet genyale. You will be found to be innocent, pure, with the pure. Ka t'amamama gar, t'amamama honet genyale. With the froward, the crooked, with the crooked, thou wilt shew, will be found to be crooked with the crooked. Kut amamam gart amamam honet genyale. Kut el haya sabat, verse 27. Ante yetet ikawina hizva tadinalehna. Yet vitenyo china oina gina tawardale. For thou wilt save the afflicted people. Ante, the I, male, አንተ the I none other አንተ የተጠቃውን ሕዝብ ታድናለ Thou will save the attacked, the attacked, the afflicted, yetetekawin, his afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks, yetetenyochin ayin, but the eye, the ayin, the eye of the proud ones, yetetenyochin aid, yetetenyochin ayin, the ayin, the eye of the proud ones, yet v'tenyochin the ayin gin, however, the eye, the ayin of the proud ones, tawardale, you will humble, you will cause it to fall, you will humble, bring down. Kut elahaya cement, verse 28. Ante mebrati na taberalehna egziavi heramlaki chelamaye na yabral. For thou wilt light my candle, thou wilt light my lamp. Ante the I and none other. Ante mebrati my lamp taberalehna, the I will light my lamp. Egziavi her sustain the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, Amlaki, my source, will enlighten my darkness. Chelamayena yabral. Kut erahaya zetain, verse 29. Ba'ante katifata idinaluhuna, ba'amlaki ma kitruna izalalo. For by thee, by the eye, in the eye, be'ante, be'ante, I have run through a troop. Bamarinya here, be'ante katifat, from destruction, from tifat, v'say from destruction, tifat, idna lehunam, dechna. From destruction, in a sense, tifat, also guilt. Be'ante katifate dinaluhunna. Be'amlaki kitruna izalalo. And by my source, be'amlaki, have I leaped over a wall. Kitrun izalalo. Kuterhai. Kuter Salasa, verse 30. Kuter Salasa. Yamlaki mengeda fitsumno, ye gziavi herkali ye netereno. Be'ar sua ye mia tamenuto huluga shano. As for God, his way is perfect. Ye amlaki mengeda fitsum no. The way of my source is perfect. Ye amlaki menged fitsum no. The word of a gziavi, her sustaining the good, generous, open hand up, is tried. Ye gziavi her kal, ye net areno. The word of Exiavihir ye netereno is netere, is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Ba'al sua lemiata menut hulu gasha no. He is a gasha, a buckler, gasha. Bersu in him, lemia tamenuta, to those who trust, hulu, all. Kuter salasa and, verse 31. Ka egziavir veker amlak manno, kamlak kachin veker amlak manno, for who is God save the Lord? Ka egziavir veker, except for the sustaining the good, the generous, open-handed, Amlak source manno, who is? Or who is a rock save our God. Kamlakachin Bekar, except for our source. Amlak Manno, who is a source, except for our source. Kamlakachin Bekar, Amlak Manno. Uter Salasa Hulet, verse 32. Chaylina yemiyasa tatekenya mengedenema yemiyakana. It is God that girdeth me with strength, KJV says here, and maketh my way perfect. Chaylin, power. Yemiyasa tateken, girdeth me with power. The one who girdeth me for power, with chayil. Chayilina yemiyas tateken. Interesting here, just a note, in the Hebrew of this psalm, the Sefer Tehillim, the very same Afro-Shemitic word, chayil, is found. Strength, power, chayil. Chaylin yemiyasa tatekeng, one who girdeth me with chayil. Men gedenim, and my way yemiyakana, and the one who straightens, makes straight for me my way. Uter salasa source, verse 33. Salasa source. Igroche naenda behora igrocha yemiyareta bekoreptochima yemiyakomen egziaviharno. He maketh my feet like hinds and setteth me and setteth I upon my high places. Igroche naenda behora igrocha yemiyareta. Bekoreptochim, and upon hills, Bekoreptochim, Yemiyakomen, causes me to stand, Egziaviherno. He is the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed up. Kuter Salasa Arat, verse 34. Ijochena Selfa Yastemrad be kindema yenasa kesitai gateralo. He teaches my hands to war. Ijochen selfa yastemrad, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Be kindem yenasa kesit. Igetaralo, so that bekinde, by my arms, yenas, of brass, yenas a keset, a brass bow, igetaralo, is pulled, is bent in that sense, to be pulled, igetaralo, to shoot, to pull it. Bekinde, yenas a keset, igetaralo. Kuter Salasa Amis, verse 35. Le dechinete ma metamenyana set aheng. Kenyehima terendanyalich. Timaher tehima lezalema tat enanyalich. Tegasat himma tasatem renyalech. Thou, the eye, has also given me the shield of thy salvation. Le dechinetem, and of thy dechna, of thy goodness, thy wellness, thy savingness. Metamenyan, the confidence, the eye then set a hand, you, the eye, has given me, and thy right hand hath holden me up. Kenyahim, and thy right hand teredanyalech, and thy right hand she helps me, she helps I. Timherit to him alizalema tat enanyalech. And your teaching forever strengthens me. Tega satsehima tastema renyalech. And thy greatness hath made me great, and your reproof teaches me. In the Metzav Kedus, right here. Kut el Salasa Sidist, verse 36. Aremam medena be betachea asefa. Egrochema alatena sheratetum. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me. Aremam meden. My progress, my steps, Aremam medena bebetache asefa. Enlarging, causing it to be wide, enlarging it. That my feet did not slip, egrochem, and my feet alatena sheratetum. Kut er selasa sidist, verse 37. Telatochena sadidachualo, iazachualo iskat efachuim deresa ala melesim. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Telatochen, my enemies, my haters, asadidachualo. I persecuted mine enemies, Latochen Asadidachualo, Izachualahum, and overtaken them and seized upon them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Iskat Afachawim deres, until they were destroyed. Iskat afachuwim deres, until they were lost, destroyed. Iskat afachuwim deres ala melesim. I did not turn. Kut el salasa cement, verse 38. Asach en kachualo mekomema aichilum. I have wounded them. I have caused them to be distressed. That they were not able to rise. They were not able to stand. They are fallen under my feet. Ka igreim betacha yewedkalo. They are fallen under my foot. Ka igreim betach yewedkalo. Kut er selasa zetain, verse 39. Le selfima hailina tasat atekenyale. Bebe laia ye komutina hulu, bebe tachea asa gezachualo. For thou hast girded I with strength to the battle. Thou hast subdued under I, those that rose up against me. Le selfim, and for the battle, the protest, the war, le selfim chaylin, strength. Here again, as with the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew, the same word, chayil, power, strength. Leselfim Hailin Tastat Ekenyale. Thou hast girded me with Chayil for the battle, for the protest, for the war. Le selfima chaylina tastat ekenyale. Thou hast subdued under I those that rose up against I. Bebelayi. Above I yekomutin. Those who stand, those who rise, who stand, hulu, all. Bebetache, below I, tasgezachwalo. The eye has subdued, submitted, subdued them. Kuter arba, verse 40. Yet latochina jerba set ahain. Yemiat alunyinimat afahacho. Thou, the eye, hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me, that hate I. Yet alatochin of my enemies, of my haters, yet alatochin a jerva set a hang, have given me their jerva, their backs, the jerba, yet a tochena jerba set a hang. Yemiat alunyinim, and those who hate I, at efahacho, I destroy the I destroy them, at efahacho. The eye causes I to destroy. The eye causes I to destroy them. Kut arva an, verse 41. Chohu yemi redachu wim al nebram. Wode gziavi rima chohu al semachu wim. They cried, but there was none to save them, even to Egziavi her, sustain the good, generous Ab Father. But he answered them not. Chohu, they shouted out, they cried. Chohu, Yemi Redachowim, one to help them, Al Nebarem, there was none. What Egziavi herim, and to Egziavi Chohu, they cried. They shouted out, Al Semachowim. And he heard them not. He didn't hear them. Kutar Arva Hulet, verse 42. In the Tibia Benefasafita Ifechachualo. In the Adababayim Achikai Regat Achualo. Then did I beat them, small as the dust before the wind. In the tibia benefas feet, ifechachualo. I did cast them out as the dirt in the street. In the debabayim achika, iregtachualo. I did trample them as the chika in the Adebabai. Kuter Arva Sos, verse 43. Kahizba Kerkara Tadenenyale Yahizabim Arasad Reget Shominyale Yemalauko Hizbima Yigezalinyal. Thou, the I, has delivered, I delivered me from the strivings of the people. And thou hast made me, made I the head, the ras of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me, shall serve I. And from the people's argumentativeness, kahiz karkar tadnanyale. The eye has saved, made I dehna. Ya ahizabim ras, then the head, the ras, of the heathen, of the peoples, of the nations, of the Gentiles, of the international community, ya ahizabim ras adreged tishomnyale. The eye has appointed I as the ras, as the head of the peoples. Yamalauko hisbima yigezalinyala, and a people whom I don't know shall submit themselves to me, to I. Yamalauko hisbima yigezalinya. Kuter arva arat, verse 44. Bejoro semtoa tegezulin. As soon as they hear of me, of I, they shall obey me, they shall obey I. Bejoro semto tegezulin. Here, 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 another note, both in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, of Garmawi Nugus Neges, and also in the Sefer Tehillim. In the Sefer Tehillim, as Azin Ozin, the ear. And here it says, in them hark also ear, but I notice the translators really don't bring that out. It says, Bejoro, by ear semto. By ear they hearing, tegezulin, and they submitting for me, to me. The strangers shall submit themselves to me. And the children, the sons, the children of the Ba'id, of the strangers, Ba'id Lijoch, Delelun. Kuter Arva Amis, verse 45. Ba'id Lijocha Reju. The strangers shall fade away. Seems to say here they shall age. Areju, and be afraid out of their close places. Bemen gedachuim here bamarinya bemetzav kedus, and in their way tesenakalu. And in their way they shall stumble, in their way. The sons of strangers, they shall age, in a sense, maybe prematurely, and they shall stumble in their way. Kut arva sidis, verse 46. Exyavir hiyauno, amlakim barukno. Ye medhanitem amla kef kefa yibel. Exyavihar, saying the good genus, Ab, Father, liveth, is living. Exyavihar hiyauno. And blessed be my rock. Amlakim buruk no. Amlakim, and my source, buruk. Blessed Nau he is. Amlakim buruk no. Ye medchanitim amlakef kefa yibel. And let and make the God of my salvation be exalted, KJV says. Ye medchanitim, and of my salvation, amlak, the source of my salvation. Kef kef yibel. Let him be high, high. Make him high, high. Kut el arba sebat. Verse 47. Bekalena yemiya melislin amlak. Ahizabin bebetache yas gezalinya. It is God that avengeth me, that avengeth I, and subdueth the people under me, under I. Bekalena yemiya melisalin. The vengeance the one who returneth the vengeance on my behalf, Amlak, the source. Ahizabinna, the people, Betpache, underneath I, Yasgezalinya, shall be submit themselves underneath I. Kut el Arba, cement. Verse 48. Kut el Atoche, Yemita Degen, Asuno. Bene Malaya, Kokomu Kefkefa, Taden. Tadergenyale, kagifenyaso, tadenenyale, kut latoche yemita degen arsuno, benem laya kagomu kefkef, tadergenyale, kagifenyaso, tadenenyale. He delivereth me from mine enemies, cut la toche, and from my haters, yemia ta de gang, the one who delivereth I, arsuno, he is. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me, against I, benem lai, kakomu kefkefa, ta dergenyale, the eye lifteth eye up high, high, above those that rise upon I. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Kagfenyaso, ta dergenyale, the eye makes I dechna, saved, delivered from the pushy, shovey, the violent man. Kagifenyaso tadinenyale. Kuter arva zetain. Verse 49. Avetu silezi ba'ahizav zena mesegin nahalo. Lesim mehim ezemralo. Therefore will I give thanks to the I, O. Avetu, my father's father, or Ab of the Beit. Avetu, Silezi, Ba'ahizab, Zenda, Amesagin Halo. Among the heathen, among the peoples, the Ahizab, and sing praises, Isis, to thy name, and chant Isis, Le Simihim, and to the Isim. To the Shem, to Hashem, to the I's name, the I's male name. Le Simehim Izemralo. I will chant Mezmor Isis. Kuter Hamsa, verse 50. Amsa Hamsa, verse 50. Yen Gusuna Medchanita Talaka Yadergan. Charnetunema lekabau, le dawitna, le zaru, le zlalema isetal. Great deliverance, giveth he to his king. Ye ngusuna medchanit talak yadargal. Great salvation. Medchanit. The salvation of the king is great. Yen gusuna medchanita talak ayadergal. The salvation of the king is great. The salvation of his king is great. Yen gusuna medchanit talak ayadergal. And sheweth mercy to his anointed. Chernetunema lekabau. And generosity, chernet to nim, goodness, chernet to nim, lek abau, to the anointed, lek abau, Meshicho, his Messiah, to the anointed, le David, to David, inna and le Dawitina to David and le Zeru, his seed, his race, le Zelalem forever. He said, he gives, he's giving.
مزمور 17 بقنف 18 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ከሳኦል እጅና ከጠላቶቹ ሁሉ እጅ እግዚአብሔር ባዳነው ቀን በዚህ መዝሙር ቃል ለእግዚአብሔር የተናገረው የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያ የዳዊት መዝሙር እንዲህም አለ አቤቱ ጉልበቴ ሆይ ወድሃለሁ እግዚአብሔር አለቴ አምባዬ መድኃኒቴ አምላኬ በርሱም የምተማመንበት ረዳቴ መታመኛዬና የደህንነቴ ቀንድ መጠጊያዬም ነው ምስጋና የሚገባውን እግዚአብሔርን እጠራለሁ ከጠላቶቼም እድናለሁ የሞት ጣር ያዘኝ ያ መጥፈሳሽም አስፈራኝ የሲኦል ጣር ከበበኝ የሞት ወጥመድም ደረሰብኝ በጨነቀኝ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን ጠራሁት ወደ አምላኬም ጮህ ከመቅደሱም ቃሌን ሰማኝ ጩኸቴም በፊቱ ወደ ጆሮው ገባ ምድርም ተንቀጠቀጠች ተናወጠች የተራሮችም መሰረቶች ተነቃነቁ እግዚአብሔርም ተቆጥቷልና ተንቀጠቀጡ ከቁጣው ጢስ ወጣ ከፊቱም የሚበላ እሳት ነደደ ፍምም ከእርሱ በራ ሰማዮችን ዝቅ ዝቅ አደረገ ወረደም ጨለማ ከግሩ በታች ነበር በኪሩቤልም ላይ ተቀምጦ በረረ በነፋስም ክንፍ በረረ መሰወሪያውን በጨለማ አደረገ በዙሪያውም ድንኳኑ በደመናት ውስጥ የጨለማ ውሃ ነበር በፊቱ ካለው ብርሃን የተነሳ ደመናትና በረዶ የእሳት ፍምም አለፉ እግዚአብሔርም ከሰማያት አንጎዳጎደ ልዑል ቃሉን ሰጠ ፍላጻውን ላከ በተናቸው መብረቆችን አበዛ አወካቸው አቤቱ ከዘለፋ ከመዓትህም መንፈስ እስትንፋስ የተነሳ የውሆች ምንጮች ታዩ የዓለም መሰረቶችም ተገለጡ ከላይ ሰደደ ወሰደኝ ከብዙ ውሆችም አወጣኝ ከብርቶች ጠላቶቼ ከሚጠሉኝም አዳነኝ በርትተውብኝም ነበርና በመከራዬ ቀን ደረሱብኝ እግዚአብሔር ግን ደገፋዬ ሆነ ወደ ሰፊ ስፍራም አወጣኝ ወዶኛልና አዳነኝ እግዚአብሔር እንደ ጽድቄ ከፍለኛል እንደ እጄ ንጽህና ይመልስልኛል የእግዚአብሔርን መንገድ ጠብቄአለሁና በአምላኬም አላመጽሁም ፍርዱ ሁሉ በፊቴ ነበርና ሥርዓቱንም ከፊቴ አላራቅሁም በርሱ ዘንድ ቅን ነበርሁ ከኃጢአቴም ተጠበቅሁ እግዚአብሔርም እንደ ጽድቄ እንደ እጄም ንጽህና በዓይኖቹ ፊት መለሰልኝ ከቸር ሰው ጋር ቸር ሆነህ ትገኛለህ ከቅን ሰው ጋር ቅን ሆነ ትገኛለህ ከንጹህ ጋር ንጹህ ሆነ ትገኛለህ ከጠማማም ጋር ጠማማ ሆነ ትገኛለህ አንተ የተጠቃውን ህዝብ ታድናለህና የትዕቢተኞችን አይን ግን ታዋርዳለህ አንተ መብራቴን ታበራለህና እግዚአብሔር አምላኬ ጨለማዬን ያበራል ባንተ ከጥፋት እድናለሁና በአምላኬም ቅጥሩን ዘላለሁ ያምላኬ መንገድ ፍጹም ነው የእግዚአብሔር ቃል የነጠረ ነው በርሱ ለሚታመኑት ሁሉ ጋሻ ነው ከእግዚአብሔር በቀር አምላክ ማን ነው ከአምላካችን በቀር አምላክ ማን ነው ኃይልን የሚያስታጥቀኝ መንገዴንም የሚያቃና እግሮቼን እንደ በሆር እግሮች የሚያበረታ በኮረብቶችም የሚያቆመኝ እግዚአብሔር ነው እጆቼን ሰልፍ ያስተምራል በክንዴም የናስ ቀስት ትገትራለሁ ለደህንነቴ መታመኛን ሰጠኸኝ ቀኝህም ትረዳኛለች ትምህርትህም ለዘላለም ታጠናኛለች ተግሳጽህም ታስተምረኛለች አረማመዴን በበታቼ ያሰፋ እግሮቼም አልተንሸራተቱም ጠላቶቼን አሳድዳቸዋለሁ እይዛቸዋለሁም እስካጠፋቸውም ድረስ አልመለስም አስጨንቃቸዋለሁ መቆምም አይችሉም ከግሮቼም በታቸው ድቃሉ ለሰልፍም ኃይልን ታስታጥቀኛለ በበላዬ የቆሙትን ሁሉ በበታቼ ታስገዛቸዋል የጠላቶቼን ጀርባ ሰጠኸኝ የሚጠሉኝንም አጠፋቸው ጮሁ የሚረዳቸውም አልነበረም ወደ እግዚአብሔርም ጮሁ አልሰማቸው እንደ ትቢያ በነፋስ ፊት ፈጫቸዋለሁ እንደ አደባባይም ጭቃ ረግጣቸዋለሁ ከሕዝብ ክርክር ታድነኛለህ የሕዝብም ራስ አድርገህ ትሾመኛለህ የማላቀው ሕዝብም ይገዛልኛል በጆሮ ሰምተው ተገዙልኝ የባዕድ ልጆች ደለሉኝ የባዕድ ልጆች አረጁ በመንገዳቸውም ተሰናከሉ እግዚአብሔር ሕያው ነው አምላኬም ብሩክ ነው የመድኃኒቴም አምላክ ከፍ ከፍ ይበል በቀሌን የሚመልስልኝ አምላክ አሕዛብን በበታቼ ያስገዛልኛል ከጠላቶቼም የሚታደገኝ እርሱ ነው በእኔም ላይ ከቆሙ ከፍ ከፍ ታደርገኛለህ ከግፈኛ ሰው ታድነኛለህ አቤቱ ስለዚህ በአሕዛብ ዘንድ አመሰግንሃለሁ ለስምህም እዘምራለሁ የንጉሡን መድኃኒት ታላቅ ያደርጋል ቸርነቱንም ለቀባው ለዳዊትና ለዘሩ ለዘላለም ይሰጣል
Psalm 18
Mizmor Yud-Het Lamnatzeach le'eved Adonai le'David Asher diber l'Adonai et divrei ha'shira hazot Beyom hitzil Adonai oto mikaf kol oivav U'miyat Sha'ul Vayomar, 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 vayomar
From Bozra with his garment dipped in blood.
Psalm 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. The pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hand, as he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is good, the word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arm. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. Thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people unto me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. 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 Seed forevermore.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore.
Talk about reading and reading.
mentioned it. This part in this psalm, I think it's Psalm 18. It's David's, like, one of David's victory psalms. He was going through a period like I, you know, of, you know, some supporters, good ones, going through a lot of trial and tribulation with him, and some ruthless haters that just continued. And then he finally got the victory, and he wrote this psalm of praise. And there's this part in the psalm where he says something that sounds nice poetically. You know, poetically it sounds nice or sounds good. But then when you read it in context, you can, like, you get the spirit of it. You know, like how the words, if they're properly written and if the person who hears them can understand them properly, you know, can comprehend it, it gives, just like how people take books and writings and they're able to put it into context, and you read the book and say, wow, they did a really good job. In fact, you see the movie and the book makes more sense, but you couldn't make the same sense that the screenwriters and the people who put it on. You know, like sometimes people read writing and the writing is like two-dimensional. It's not three-dimensional, has no depth. And then somebody explains to you the writing, and then as they explain to you the writing, you're able to see the context of it and say, oh, yeah, that makes sense because he said such and such, and before that he said, so that's why he said this, and I get it. So this is part of Psalm 18 where David says this right here, just to liken this to this situation that just happened. David says, it's Psalm 40 verse, I'm sorry, it's Psalm 18 verse 40, that Hebraic dyslexia sometimes, right? Psalm 18 verse 40, it says, thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. Once again, he says, thou, he's speaking to Yahuwah, he's speaking to Hashem. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. And he says, thou hast also, there's more to it, we're at the 40th verse, but at this point he says, thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies. Because, you know, the thing about the neck is the most vulnerable part of the body. You know, the neck is that part of the body that you have to protect. Maybe even more than as much as your head. You know what I mean? Because the neck connects the head to the body, you know? And if anything happened to the neck, you know, so usually you'll see that ones would guard their neck or have neck guards, or even among some of the highland Israelites of Ethiopia and other tribes like that, they would like have their shama wrapped around their neck. You know, I like looking at the old pictures of some of the warriors, like of Ethiopia, maintaining that kind of ancient Israelite pattern in some ways, and how they would guard their neck, or even some of the other tribal peoples from that more Shem lineage, how they would guard their necks, protect their necks. I mean, even the Europeans and other nations do the same thing. But he says, thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. You know, you have to pause on that, because you hear a lot of people talking a lot of stuff about in this counterfeit Christian and Christianity's thing, right? You know, it's just the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, this modern latter-day demon nominations kind of thing. He says, that I might destroy them that hate me. Right? If Adonai, if Adonai, if the Lord God of Israel, to say, gives a faithful Israelite, right, or faithful Israelites, if Jah gives Jah people the necks of their enemies, it's so that they might, they have an opportunity, right, to destroy them that hate him. I mean, it says the same of Yeshua, of Adonenu, Robenu, because that's why if you read on in the Bible about the judgment, that's why most Christians don't like to, if this is the whitewashed Christians and the other counterfeit ones, they don't like to go into Revelation properly and go into certain areas of what Paul writes. Because Paul speaks about that grace for a period of time, like there's a grace period. You give one a grace period. But here he says that I might destroy them. Then in verse 41, he says, they cried. They cried. right? Like they shout out, they called out. Not boo-hoo-hoo cry, but they called out. They cried, but there was none to save them. They like called for like, help, 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 you know, but there was nobody to help them, right? Even to the Lord. Even to the Lord, according to translation. But more better, there's italicizations here. So if you read it, Father Italics, as is the practice of the Chabarim, Rastafari Chabarim, and we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, they cried, but none to save. To the Lord, to Jehovah, but he answered them not. Now, understand the sequence of this right here. There's a sequence. There's a beautiful sequence that's almost like... if you were to animate this in your mind's eye to see the flow of it, besides just looking at it as two-dimensional kind of words on a page, but now the word now becomes living. The word becomes flesh. The word manifests where you can see, like, what he's describing. He's describing something that is real, that is going on, and that can go on, that is real. He says that they cried, but none to save, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Now just to kind of connect this verse right here, he goes on to say, thou hast the eye, speaking to Adonai, hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. And thou hast made me the head, the Rosh in the Hebrew, the Ras, the head of the heathen, of the Goyim, of the other peoples, the other nationalities, right, and besides Yisrael. So not only is he the head of Yisrael, or has become the head of Yisrael, of Israel, David, king, first Judah except and then Israel, but now he's even the head of the other peoples. And then he says, a people whom I have not known shall serve me. And here's where those of us of the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Israelites of Ethiopia, see that the righteous of that plateau called Ethiopia, Tovia, right, that they also are spoken of here. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. So you have to think that David is of Judah, so he knows the tribe of Judah. That's his people. That's his homies. We were those who were with him all through, even when Benjamin, it's like the Yankee Yardie kind of thing, even when Benjamin, right, and others, Israel went after Benjamin. You know what I mean? You know, but he says it is a people that he has not known. So can we say that David did not know Judah? We know he knows Judah. He knows Judah, and Judah is Elohim known. His name is great in Yisrael. He knows the Israelites because these are also the brothers of Judah. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall serve, right? So who is this other people? We say this is the faithful, the righteous amongst those who we can call the B'nai Kushim, or the children of the Ethiopians. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves to me. The strangers shall fade away, or actually, in the Hebrew, it's like they shall cringe. They shall like humble themselves, right? And be afraid out of their close places. Chai Yahuwah, Jehovah live, Jah live. Chai Yahuwah, Chaya, Chai living, Yah, Jah live. Yahuwah, Chai Yahuwah, and blessed be my rock, and may the Elohim, right, of my salvation, Yisha'i, be exalted. Now, the point I'm making right here, I could go on with this, but the point I'm making here is going back to the part where he says that thou hast given me the neck of mine enemies, right? Almost like in a fight or something. Some of y'all, some of us know this, right? This time if you're fighting somebody or even an animal or something, if you can get your hand on their neck, you can control them. You can manage them. You know, you can deal with them. So he's giving me the neck of mine enemies that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried. Now the enemies recognize, uh-oh, bottom rail on top, Masa. All right? They cried. They're calling out. Right? There's nobody to say. They call out to Jah. Really, the translation will bring out that they cried to Jah, right? But Jehovah, he didn't answer them. So when I read and I've read this and the Holy Spirit gave me light and illumination, it's like they cried out to Jah and Dawid stopped for a moment. You know, like he's ready to destroy them. And they're like, Jah, please God, oh God, you know, and then he stopped because he reverenced God. He's like, okay. You know, like you call him to Yahuwah. Like maybe they worship whatever, but now they're acting like, you know, we believe, you know, in what you believe. And so he pauses for a moment, and then he noticed, well, I didn't hear no answer from Jah. I didn't say, you know, stop, don't do that, Dawid, you know, and Jah didn't do nothing to come on their behalf. I mean, there's no answer. These guys are just talking words. Oh, it's because they know, you know, they know what time is. Then he goes on to say after that, then did I beat them. See, that then is the key. I think in the Hebrew it's the az, not oz, but as, that's why there's a distinction. Some people tell you even with Amharic that all the A's sound the same, all the H's sound. No, it's because the Amharic has become feminized. Whenever the hard sounds no longer are said, we call it linguistically feminization. The hard sound, just as you have the softer sound, like, you know, women are softer, right? And you have the harder sounds, like men are intended to be harder. And the two together make a balance of the hard and the soft. You know what I mean? You could say the beauty comes out. But if everything is hard or if everything is soft, it becomes like, you know, kind of offish. But anyway, it goes on and say, Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. Why does it say then there? Because they cried. None saved them. Right? Like nobody came and stopped me. Like maybe I'm wrong for a moment. Maybe David thought for a moment, maybe I'm beating these innocent people. Maybe I think these people hate me and they don't, because I thought they hate me, but they're crying out to Jah. So they're crying to Jah. Maybe they're my people. Maybe they believe. Even whether it says to those who are homeborn or the stranger. There's one law, and that means there's one law for the homeborn who is faithful and the stranger who has become faithful. There's one law of worship. They can worship with us, but they cannot own land, right, in the holy land, the promised land. I mean, that's clearly set in the law, because people would say, well, that applies. They can own land, too. No, they can't, because then you're taking part of the word and ignoring the other part of the word. You know, that's why it says, what right does the wicked have to put his statutes in their mouth? That's like with these Garfields and the others, you know, who want to, you know, like explain this to me. First, I said, do you ascertain what the intent is. And when you recognize the intent is to beat down and tear down our thing, we can treat them harshly. We don't have to prove jack shite to you. Yeah, if we made up the whole Bible, it's all made up, make believe, whatever you want to believe, we don't believe. How about that, nigga? Nigga, whatever you believe, we don't believe. You know, it's like the Muhammad said to his people. He said, "Your deen, your judgment be yours, and our judgment be ours." Deuces, nigga. You know, but these silly ones want to try to prove it because they're trying to like make people believe. If you're trying to make somebody believe, what is that called? That's called make believe. You're trying to make people believe. Not persuade people of the truth, but he's trying to make people so-called disbelieve. Oh, that belief, we get off this belief thing. But anyway, it's like of somebody like him, right? When time is on, these ones might even try to cry out to Yahuwah, right? And for a moment, that would surprise us, because we just thought, you hate us. You hate us. And say, well, I don't hate you. You love us. Black people. No, you hate us because you hate our God and you hate us. You hate what we stand for. You're trying to dissuade us about what we say. We live by this. This is ours. And you're saying, no, it's not. It's a lie. You hate us. If you hate our God, you hate us. If you say our God doesn't exist or our God is somebody else's God, you hate us. Plain and simple, you hate us. See, some mind of mine can't be firm like that. You know, they get into this kind of compromise negotiation. Let me negotiate, you know, whether I can go in the bedroom for your wife. if she's desirable. If she's not, I might look at the next man to make my point. You know what I mean? But just, you know, it's like something foolish. No man in his right mind would even tolerate, not even his wife would tolerate it. Come on now, unless they some reprobate. And we must be reprobate to try to persuade him. Oh, they're running. Is this, we in high school or something? We in high school? This is like some high school, some niggas that never grow up, or as some have said, that didn't have a childhood or are stuck in their childhood or having a second childhood. But when he says then, because they cried to Jah, but Jah did not answer them. There was nothing perceptible that said that we should stop beating their ass, right, at this time. Because remember, Dawid before endured all those privations, endured all that suffering, endured all that stress, that anxiety, that tears and pain, and Lord save me, they're trying to kill. He endured all that. Now, bottom rail on top, right? Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. And the next verse says, thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. Here's what people don't recognize. That the Lord delivered him, he waited on the Lord for the proper opportunity to deal with this or that situation. Now that's an example. The proper opportunity now has arrived, and the Lord has given him the necks of his enemies, have given us the necks of our enemies, that I and I might destroy them. But now they recognize that, oh, we're no longer in that, please, Lord, deliver us from the enemies. Now our waiting has proved fruitful. And so now they cry unto Jah. But they're crying unto Jehovah is vain. Is vain. It's folly. It's fluckery. It's fukari. Right? And he even recognizes. See, some people say when they cry unto the Lord, oh, now they are believers. Now we can put, you know, arms down. That's when the heathen decimates you. How many times have we seen that? You know, fake converts, fake people of a faith. They'll say things out their mouth, and you won't even recognize because you are outside the spirit, don't recognize what. There's no divine answer. The Lord hasn't said nothing to me. Nothing has happened that prevents me. They just said some words out their mouth. Now I'm getting this religious feeling. So for a moment, he paused because they cried to Jah. But Jah didn't answer them. Jah didn't give me no answer. He didn't do nothing. In the hour that I could see, this is Jah. This is a sign of Jah. I'll hold up on this. And then he says, then. Can you say then, brothers and sisters? Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. It's like when somebody's sweeping there, what you call, and they're sweeping the street. And then in verse 43, thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. That's how Jah delivers us. People say, oh, we're waiting for God to, you're waiting for the sky to crack and God to do something and such and such. No, we're waiting for the proper opportunity. It's like in military. Anybody in the military or special forces or military action, you understand that professional military, not just a bunch of guys running around with guns and shooting, but professional command and control. You recognize there's a time you have to wait. You're waiting for the command. You're waiting for CENTCOM. You're waiting for the comms. You're waiting for that clearance. You know what I mean? You're waiting for your talk. You know, tick-tock. Military people understand the talk. You're waiting for the talk. You know, you're waiting, you know, until they see, okay, all clear, right? The overwatch, right? The sniper or the drone or whatever that's looking like the drone and the sniper all emulates a divine. You know, the one that, like, while your men are down there on the field, you have one or two up on a higher height, up in the tree or somewhere, either with a bow and an arrow or whatnot, or for high power 50 cal, you know, that is looking around, scanning to see if there's anything that's going to endanger the troops. That's the overwatch. It was like the Lord watch over our shoulders. You know, the Lord watch, Adonai watch, he's our overwatch. So we are waiting. Michael, we're in Jah's army, we're waiting patiently for him. Don't mean that we're not doing nothing else, but in this situation, it's not opportune, right, to get our comeuppance. It's not opportune right now. But in this psalm now shows how all that waiting, Psalm 18, the 40 to 43 and so forth and so on, That's how the Lord had delivered him. How? Through some spookism? Through something like they try to make mockery of Jah's word? No. Through the practical application of God and man. It's like in that thing about the War of the Worlds where they said that these creatures or these things, they were like a certain radio waves, a certain wavelengths, right, that they communicate. Like, you know, from the main center to all the troops, you could say, the drones or the troops. So in a sense, you could say we are like the drones in that comparison analogy. People can mock it and say, oh, you can't think for yourself. No, that's the weakest stuff in the world. You know, I could see what kind of people these were in high school. You can make them do anything out of a deer. I remember how we used to deer people in high school, like, you know, fellow children. I stopped doing that because I recognize how vulnerable people are. I won't be your friend. And I'm thinking, the first time I'm saying they're willing to do what I want them to do, we were never friends. But they thought that by doing something, they could become my friend. So you got to be blessed assurance that now I understand these human nature principles, and I can see in the divine word the truth is true there and the truth is true here. You understand that the striving for the people, the deliverance, comes to our own hand, but our own hand at the proper time. It's almost like in the army, military, this other troops, these other people have done some wickedness and killed somebody of our troops, and we want to get vengeance. We have to wait for the proper time. If we just go out there all half-cocked and everything, we get killed, and we end up in the same situation or worse than the one that they have killed. We have to wait for the right time when they're slipping, when there's an opportunity. That's the waiting. I just want to explain that waiting thing, because people think this waiting thing is like, you know, like, oh, well, you wait on God, you got to do it yourself. That's why niggas are in the situation they are, because all you have to do is get them emotional. They have feelings over facts. The fact says this nigga, they are armed. They are hunkered down. If we go in there, we're not going to be able to even put a scratch on anybody. We're just going to be going off of feelings. Let's let them think they got that one. Let's let them think they got that one. How many times have you seen people say, yeah, they made the other person think like, yeah, I'm your punk, I'm your bitch, yeah, you got me, yeah, you got that. And then when they're slipping, then did I beat them small, you know. And he's giving that victory to Jah because he moved in Jah time. And if you look at the sequence of Psalms, this is Psalm 18. And some of the persecution Psalms that we speak about, like Psalm 39, Psalm 40, some of these other Psalms, are all before this. The other Psalms are all before this, before that particular Psalm. So this kind of shows you now David, like when he's running from Saul and everything, those are the earlier Psalms. Psalm 18 is that victory Psalm. You know, he's saying how Jah, and you know the interesting thing is, it's the same part here that I was talking about right here, where he says, for I have kept the ways of Jehovah and have not wickedly. I don't have the Hebrew before me right now, but I know wicked usually is rasha. Rasha usually as wicked also means, in a way, to explain in English, like to be rash, to be presumptuous, to be defiant. You know, well, I know God says I'm going to do this anyway. That's rasha, right? He says, I have not wickedly departed from Elohai, from Hailei, Elohai, right? From my God, Amlakiye. For all his judgments were before me. That means as he was doing whatever he was doing before me, Fanai, it's like in my face, we're in my face. So that as I went about to decide what I'm going to do in this situation, his judgments were before me. Oh, yeah, I want to kick this nigga out. Oh, Jah said, nah. You know? Oh, I don't want to help this nigga here because he hated me and everything. I see he's struggling, but he's like, brother, I must help him. Why? Because that's what Jah says. I'm going to do it. Just do it. You know? I'm not all the chatter. I'm going to put away the chatter. You know? Because a lot of people, they wickedly depart from their God, but I have not wickedly departed from Elohai, for all his judgment before me. I did not put away his statutes from me. Or people's like, well, that's what the Bible say. That's in the Bible. That's what the Bible say. And then they go around calling themselves a preacher or pastor. And you see there's a lot with black preachers and pastors. Right? I can expect it with some of the women because some of them are in positions they shouldn't be in. You know, like I know this in some places, there's more bishops than there are sheep. But a bishop is a shepherd. Everybody's a bishop. You know what I mean? It goes on. I was upright before him. I kept myself from mine iniquity. In other words, David was conscious enough, and we're supposed to be conscious enough that you recognize what my perversity is. And it doesn't have to be always like a sexual perversity. People always look at that word perversity or iniquity in that sense, like lust in that sense. It could be, you know how I'm hot-tempered. I want to get at it. I'll knock a nigga down if he's wrong with the throne. But that's not what Josh says, because I keep his judgment before me. And I have his statutes. I haven't put his statutes away. And this keeps me upright, Yashar, before him. Right? I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, because of this, therefore, whenever you find therefore, always look at the verses before. So you can know why that verse is therefore. You know, why that verse is therefore, look at the verses before. Right? He says, therefore hath Yahuwah recompensed me according to my righteousness. My righteousness is because I kept his judgment for me. I didn't put his statutes away from me. I was upright, right? I didn't go to my own way, which could be twisted. You know, I get real nigger on these niggas. Nah, I didn't go to that. Therefore, have Jehovah recompense me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands and his eyesight. Because part of my iniquity, I would have dead on these niggas. I was dead on them a long time ago, talking all that silly stuff, you know? And then trying to put Salasiah on. No, you know? But he has recompensed me. Now, verse 25 is the part I'm leading up to. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. And with the upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. Now, why is David saying this? David's saying, well, you are like that, and I'm so far away from you. No, he's saying, because of yourself, and you show me how you are, this helps me to improve how I am. Because you're merciful, right? Right? With, you know, with a merciful man, you show mercy. So this man has shown that, yeah, he did some wrong, but he has had mercy on some people. That's why Christ gave the example, Moshiach, HaMoshiach Yeshua, Robeinu, and our rabbi gave the example of the man who had forgiven, he was going to sell this man and his family into forced labor, like employment, so they can pay off, people say slavery, but really we don't have that word in the Bible, right? Nor the white boy concept, Peckerwood concept of it, but sell him into, in other words, you owe me money, right, because I gave you something or business or whatever, and I asked for my money, therefore you need to go to work and pay it off. So the courts will say that you have to go work, and maybe your wife and your children got to go work too to pay off the money. In fact, look at it. In some cultures and countries, when people have children, everybody in the family works. The parents are working, the children work, everybody's working. That's the same principle there. I mean, think about if the debt was yours. You could cancel it, but what kind of remember, that man who had this man who owed him a debt, there's probably other people that pay their thing, and he does for them, and they do for him, and there's an economy. If he let too many of these defaulting debtors lapse, the whole thing will collapse, and many people will die because you show undeserving mercy on a wicked, ratchet person. So in Christ's parable, Christ says that the Moshiach, Yeshua's parable, Robeinu's parable, he says that the man pleaded and cried. I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, cried, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. So the man forgives him. He said, because you pleaded and cried, have mercy on me, I strike out your debt. That means that man who had the receipts of this other person's debt took a loss. That person took a loss, right? Because a man pleaded, right, not to be sold into employment, to be sold into employment. You have to work this. For how long will it take you? Based on this rate, take you maybe 2 years. But if your wife and your children work too, you can have this done in a year. So you're going to have to do that. Please, please don't let me do that. Because that means your wife, your family are going to be forced too. Because what are they going to do while you over here working? They can't be on just... how are they going to eat? Whatever. They all got to go. And, you know, if you're working, you're going to be fed. Not very, you know, not whatever you want, but enough for you to work the next day, right? So the man pleaded. And the man forgave him in Robeno's parable. And then that same man went back, and Robeno, our rabbi, Yeshua, he says that the same man went back to his whatever, and he had somebody under him who owed him something and did the same thing he did. And he beat this man. He beat this man. The same man who bitched out like a bitch, and said, please, please don't tell me my family. He had somebody under him. So the man that was over him that was going to make him work off that debt, him and his family, his wife, his children, work off that debt, now he was forgiven. So the other man pleaded with him too, and he beat that man, and he retained that debt. And then the word got back to the bigger boss and said, man, I forgave you. You should have forgiven him. Why is Robeno, our rabbi, Yeshua, who the world called Jesus Christ, why is he giving us that right there? Does the church teach us to y'all like this? Does the church go through this like this? Some of the, we just forgive and just love, 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 love. It's like lust, 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 like whoredom. It's whoredom. That's why the Lord uses that kind of language, because spiritually it is whoredom. Understand the nature of the soul. So with the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. So that's that principle there, just to show Yeshua, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ's example of the man who, you know, owed the debt, and he pleaded for mercy and was given mercy. Then that man later on had somebody under him who pleaded for mercy, and he didn't show no mercy. The word got back to the bigger boss, right? And the bigger boss said, nah. We're going to make this miserable for you and your family. You're going into debt. You know, I mean, you're going to have to pay off this debt. He was already in debt, but it was forgiven somewhat presumptuously, because I guess his true nature, his true colors were not seen. With a merciful, that will show thyself merciful. With an upright man, that will show thyself upright. With a pure, that will show thyself pure. With a froward, that will show thyself froward. Or in some cases, like the twisted, you will be twisted with them too. So sometimes a righteous man might seem to be twisted with a certain person that you think is a good person, but actually that righteous man is righteous because he's twisted with a person who's twisted. You know what I mean? He's twisted with a person who's twisted. Like, for a cheap man, I know you cheat with other people and you haven't given me nothing, but you want to ask me for something, and people will ask you for something, you don't give them. So when you ask me for something, I ain't giving you shit. I ain't giving you nothing either. For thou will save the afflicted people. See, you can only save and help people if you have that standing. You got to have standing. If you have that standards, if you're being merciful with unmerciful people, being just with unjust people, being pure with impure people, you can't save. You can't even save yourself. You're gone. For thou will save the afflicted, but will bring down high looks. So sometimes you have to turn up on a nigga. Sometimes you have to turn up on one. People say, why you got to say that? Because I have to humble you, right? Why you had to say that to me? Because maybe you had to humble me. You know what I mean? Right? It's right, right? For thou will light my candle, light my lamp. Yahuwah Elohai, Jehovah my power, highly I, will enlighten my darkness. In other words, not just the physical darkness, but he's clear. As I'm bringing this out to make ones a little more clear on how these things work in reality, the reality of the Bible. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by Elohai, highly I, by my power, have I leaped over a wall. Now notice this. He's run through a troop. Who's doing the action? He is. But it's his confidence in his power, Elohai, highly I, Elohim, Hailahim, that he's doing these things. Like I was saying to Brother Hamza, I said, yeah. I said, you know, you got to have faith in what you're doing, whatever it is. You know, you believe, and to try to show, because a lot of times people think faith and belief is just a religious church thing or Bible thing, and don't recognize the wicked man who doesn't believe in the Bible or God or any of those things that people would regard as good. He has faith in his wickedness. He had faith that I can steal this money from this man. He has faith I can beat this man. Even though this man may not deserve a beating, I'm going to beat him. Or someone says, he's going to get you. I don't think so. I'm going to get the jump on him. And what happens? If he has faith and his faith is proven to be faithful, like he believes, he gets a jump on him. He said, what, you was able to do that? I thought, nah, nigga, I told you I was going to do that. That means he believes in himself, or he believes in the wickedness or whatever he was doing. You see? So it's just a matter of perspective. You know, it's a matter of perspective. That may work for them. It doesn't work for us. You know, our faith is in he who be who we be. Their faith is in whatever. You know what I mean? As for God, right? As for highly I, my God, as for Ha-Elohim, his way is perfect. And see, here's what people mix up. They say nothing is perfect. Perfect in Hebrew is that same word, tamim. Tamim. And tam. Where one place it says that Jacob is a plain man. That's the word tam. Tamim is used even in the Levitical sense. That means if an animal is brought for sacrifice, use it as example. Right? That means like if it's a lamb. A lamb has one head, the two ears, two eyes, like a nose, two nostrils, like got four legs, that maybe a little tail or whatever like that. You know, nothing more than that and nothing less than that is perfect. The way that the Almighty had intended to be created in the beginning, like an apple. You know what an apple is, right? You know what I mean? If an apple has part orange in it, you know it's not perfect. Like they graft in something. That's what perfect means. Perfect means nothing more, nothing less, the way that it was meant to in the beginning. Like pure water, pure spring water is the way that was intended. When they add all these toxins and everything, and fluoride and formaldehyde and all this other type of stuff, it's not perfect. So it's not this junk stuff. Like when, and people say, well, His Majesty, nobody's perfect. No, His Majesty, Gurmavi Nagus and Nagas, he says, although there's no perfection in man, and like in Adam, Adam of Adam's own self. He thought he was, and he could work it out, but it's obvious that he can't work it out of himself. You know, in himself. There's no perfection in humanity, like of humanity. It's imperfect. Thus the Savior that His Majesty testifies to, the King of Kings Christ. His way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah is tried. He is a buckler to all those that put or that trust. That trust, that are sure in him. He's a buckle like a shield. Like, well, I think it's a small shield if I'm correct, but he's like a shield to all those that trust in him. You know what I mean? And therefore, what's that mean? Chabarim? That those who don't trust him, he's no shield. So people who are in the Bible, going to church because they think it's a religious thing and doing the godly thing, but they really don't have no belief. They got all these doubts, probably. They're not really searching out, purifying their heart. He's not a shield to you. That's why some people say, I was doing the church thing and that don't work out. Because you didn't trust in it. You know? Or you didn't depart from your wicked ways. You probably were trying to combine the worldly thing, the other thing, with this thing, and thought you can get one up. Right? So go do something else. For who is Elohim except or save Yahuwah, save he who be who he be? Who is a rock save Eloheinu? That's a little interesting part there too, where we refer to he who be who he be as a rock. We use a literal word for rock. Now some could say they worship a rock. That would be, from a worldly perspective, bet, I got you on that. You could say that. It's because your silly way of thinking. And you're not of the spirit, you'll think that literally we're talking about a rock, right? But if you look at it in other ways, what do you do with a rock? If an enemy, I knock an enemy side of his head with a rock. You know what I mean? I could knock him down with a rock. I could cut him with a rock. I could rock him with a rock, right? So we do with Eloheinu, our power, right? That's why I want to bring out more of the sense of what the Hebrew means, power, right? Power. Right? That's why niggas are so weak. They have no power. Right? Elohim have girded me with strength. Have girded me. Girded me like you put on a girdle. Like a nigga go to lift weights. Right? And they put on a weight belt. You know? So in a spiritual, a psychological way, we gird with the power. And maketh my way perfect. Maketh my way complete. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing over, nothing lacking. Right? He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. That's so beautiful there if you really understand this. Most of us in the city don't understand. The hind is like a type of a deer. Midakwa, you know, a type of one of those deers. You know, like you see them running on the mountains. You ever see them run on the mountain? Jumping on those rocks, like very slippy, very precipitous. But he moves so flowy, so smooth. That means Jah causes my steps. I can move through difficult situations like a hind, like a deer on the top of the mountains, you know, because the way, he's my lamp, a lamp, you know, a light to my path, my feet, right, and sets me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war. See, I don't know, a lot of ones, they forget this part. When he's talking about, oh, you Israelites, you Hebrews, and the real Rastafari talk about war, like warrior, right? Yeah, he teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. So see, this one that I love about the Hebrew, our true way, it speaks to our spirit, our soul, and to the physicality, to the physical use of strength, right, to the physical side, as well as to the material, monetary use of strength. It's not lacking in any way, but some people, when they misteach it, they focus on one thing to the exclusion of all others because they have a guilty conscience. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. Notice what it says. He says of thy salvation, thy Yeshua, thy Yeshua, thy salvation. So in Matthew, he talks about Yeshua, right, as his salvation, as the salvation, as the Lord. Boom, there you go. Right? And thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness, thy humility, right, hath made me great. So see that balance there? You know, it's not, oh, rah, 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 rah. No, just easy, easy, easy. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. You know, like we say, being firm and flat-footed, right? I have pursued mine enemies. Oh, this is the part I meant to connect with the first part, so Judge had me go back and over this again. The fuller leading up to, I'm going to lead up to the verse 40. It says right here, it says, I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. I love that. I love that. Remember as a child when we used to be running, doing different things, and I would chase somebody, and like, say they're on the side over there, and you're on the road, and they're in the bushes over there. You know, you're not right behind them, and you run faster than them. Like, you get that sneak speed up, or you run faster than them. They're still running, and so they're looking behind for you, and they turn around, and you're right there in front of them. You have overtaken them. You have overtaken them. Neither did I turn again until they were consumed. That means he didn't stop. He didn't, oh, well, maybe this is enough. You got to my point. No. Until they were consumed, burned up. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. Verse 38. You see that? We have to learn from this. We got to wound those who hate us, our enemies. That's our enemies, as called Yisrael, as Jah people. Right? We have to wound them so they're not able to rise. Not just wound them because I'm my feeling. I want to get you back because you said such and such and I'm hurt. No. Wound them so they're not able to do shit. You know? Kill, cramp, and paralyze every weak heart conception. Wipe them out of creation. All you young Rastas, all young Rastafari, you heard that one there before? Ones who don't say that. You don't bun ones when they go off, when they go astray from Yahweh. We need to bring those principles, those precepts into order again. It says, I have wounded them, that them were not able to rise. Them are fallen under my foot, under I and I feet. They're falling under, not at our feet, but under our feet. That's the position of the victor, where they put the foot on a nigga. Like nigga, you know, like he's still alive, but you put your foot on him. He balances, okay, and you put your foot on him symbolically. Now, because he might start to, why you put your foot on me? Now that means you might have to kill him. I will give you mercy if you just stay under the foot, you know, so we can take a snapshot. Take a pic. All right, nigga, you want mercy? You better not show me in your face any kind of like, oh, you still hate it. No, because we can do this, and we will do this. For thou hast girded me with strength to the battle. That's what's missing among our people, our brothers, and a lot of I and I. We lack that strength to the battle. We have strength for everything else. We can argue, you know, with our homie. We can argue with our fellows, people who believe the same thing. They can argue with our wife. Someone can argue with their husband. They can argue with their family. They got strength for all that shite. But what about the battle? The real battles of our people. Where's the strength? Where's the strength to the battle? No. You see, because they got this technology. Okay. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Subdued under me those who have... And notice he's giving the credit to Jah. Now, like I said before, the important thing that a lot of people don't connect these dots is that by the time you reach Psalm 18, people just pull out a psalm, and they'll talk about the psalm. But those of us, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, we Rastafari Yehudim, Rastafari Jews, in studying, we know that these psalms here is all part of a context. This psalm is themed to the chief musician, the overcomer, Lamnat Eyah, a psalm of David, the servant of Jehovah, who spake to Jehovah the words of this song in the day that Jehovah, notice how many times Jehovah is in the first verse, Hebraically, but the superscription, three times. Once again, Lamnat Eyah, to the overcomer, to the one who allows himself to be won over, to the one who Netzah, who triumphed, who gained victory. A psalm of David, the servant of Jehovah, who spake to Jehovah the words of this song in the day that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Shaul. And he said, so that's the context. Now remember the other psalms, you'll see where he ran from Saul or Saul was pursuing him, so forth and so on. So now this psalm comes after all those other psalms. Now when you read those other psalms, David is, you know, David, you know, is weeping. It's like really, you know, and David wasn't a weak man, but he's weeping for God because he wants to know the right move to make in this situation. He has no problem with killing a nigga if you got to kill a nigga. But this is a different situation. Saul is anointed. Saul is Moshiach. I am Moshiach. My homeboy Abishai was saying, look, let me jerk him one time to the ground and no more. And David, in effect, was saying, if you kill him, I'm going to have to kill you. No, don't. He's the Lord's anointed. He basically was saying, if anybody got to kill him, he was trusting for God to kill him. Now, that's a big faith. But notice David's unique situation. He is Christ, and Saul is Christ. To say he's anointed, and Saul is anointed. You know what I mean? And he's trying to figure out, wait, Saul is anointed. The king, you know, and I'm anointed. You know, it's like Christian and Christian. Think about it. It's like, you believe in Jesus? You believe in Jesus? I believe in Jesus, but look at them. They kill each other. They get the opportunity, Abishai says to them, and they go ahead because they're not David. You know? So this now leads us to the verse we started out with, thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. So it's not without a cause. People say, even if you have a cause. No. The Moshiach said, don't, what? Your brother, whatever, without cause. Some people say, even if you have a cause, so they are ratchet, you're ratchet, whoever y'all are that say that, because I've thought that too, because some people may try to convince me of that, when he says, you know, like don't such and such without a cause. And then some people say, well, even if you have a cause, you're not supposed to. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Robenu is our master. Not your feelings, not your emotion, not your weak-heartedness. Robenu is our master. He said, without a cause. So here, what David is saying, that I might destroy them that hate me. So therefore, there is a cause. Right? There's a cause because they hate. If they didn't hate, well, maybe, you know, I would not have any cause. If they didn't hate, I wouldn't have any cause. You get it? If they didn't hate, I would not have any cause to destroy them and to speak this way and to act this way. Because remember, after this psalm was written actually after the battle. This is written after, because where it says had delivered him. And those when it said delivered him, people might think, God delivered him and he didn't have to fight or do nothing. He just sat down twiddling his thumbs. I already showed earlier that the Lord delivered him even through his own action, done at the right time in the right way. You know, that's how we say Elohim, you know, High Elohim is power. Higher is power. He's my power. If you don't act on his power, you act on your own power, and then you end up powerless. You know, you run out of gas. You know, like when the phone goes flat. You know, goes flat. You lose, you know, there's no power. I want to say you die, because sometimes you don't always have to die in those situations, but you end up, you know, without power. You end up powerless, right? You end up powerless, and you might die. Right here, here it goes, Matthew 5:22. I just had to bring this up because I know somebody's probably out there, oh, he's wrong. Yadin. Watch how you say my name. But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, reka, that came up in the reek is like empty, like something like empty, worthless. It's an interesting, you know, whoever says to his brother, like worthless, like empty. It has a sense of like empty one, worthless, right? From reek. Sometimes interpreted as empty, worthless, vain, empty. You know, reek. Right? Shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire, right? Or more correctly, gehenna, shall be in danger of being thrown into a place where they burn garbage, basically to describe Hebrew hell, the place where we burn garbage. We put all the garbage here and we just burn it. So that person will be thrown into garbage and it's burnt outside Jerusalem. You know what I mean? Outside of the holy city. That's what it said elsewhere. It says what David says. David says, they cried, but there was none to save them, La Yahuwah, even to Jehovah, but he answered not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as dirt in the streets. So like casting the garbage out and burning it. Now, remember Christ here is saying, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause. So let me ask. According to the Moshiach's words, not according to some preachers, pastors, and some goody-goody, well, you know, they think they're good, but then they contradict. They say, even if you have a cause, you never should be angry. You just love, because love. These people are drunk and not with no new wine, right? He says, Messiah, because they're going against red letter. That's why Christ says, many will come to him, Lord, Lord, haven't we done these things? Haven't we healed people? Haven't we did all these kind of things? He said, I don't know, you get away from me, you workers of iniquity. And then he said, you lawless ones. The King James uses another translation, but it comes down to you lawless ones. Right? Here he says, be angry with his brother without a cause. Without a cause. So there are causes, right? And this goes back to the Old Testament, to the foundation of Torah, you know, without a cause, you know, without cause. I think the same expression, without cause. Let me see if I can find one of the it's used throughout the Bible, without cause, right? Right here. This is the idea of the first one in King James, 1 Samuel 19:5. For he did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine. Speaking about David. Right? He did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine, and Jehovah wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without cause? The Torah shows you that there's certain causes. Right, if a man in cold blood kills the next man, he could be your brother, whatever, by Jah law, that man has to be put to death. There's no offering for murder. There's no offering for murder. You know, and some other crimes, there's no offering for that without cause. That's to explain to ones in the Brit Chadasha sense, where the temple and certain things are not standing, the great grace of God. You know, those of us who have done things that based on what we've done, if we were judged in the strict eyes of the law, we would be dead and on. Right? We'd be dead and on. And now we come to that acknowledgement, like, chant, the things I've done as an Israelite, if this was a different situation, I would be dead. Now, through the Messiah, I have life to do good. That's the point of the New Testament. That's the point of the Gospel.